We have two scripture lessons this morning, one from the Old Testament and a second reading from the Gospel. So the first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. This is just after God had created the whole world, the whole universe, and God created the humans. Then the Lord God took the human and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Our second reading is from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And it's found on page 957 in the Pew Bible in front of you if you'd like to follow along. If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? We're reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. This is right after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptizer. And then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, humans shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I have shared with the children, we are in the season of Lent, which began last Wednesday. And the season of Lent, in a way, it's a gift for all of us. Gift of time, gift of season, so that we can use this time to grow in our faith, grow in our relationship with God. The scripture lesson that we read today, one from Genesis, one from Matthew, actually, they're in a way kind of same story, but with very different results. And as we reflect on these two stories, it's my prayer that we will have a Lenten resolution that will guide us through these Lenten season, through these 40 days. The story of Genesis, I think we all know, right? It's a story of God creating this beautiful world, God creating this beautiful Garden of Eden, and then God created the humans, man and woman, put them there so that they can tend this garden, take care of it, and also enjoy it. There was one proviso, though, right? What was that? It's God said, you could eat anything and enjoy everything that is here in the garden, except do not eat one tree that is in the center, right? The tree that will give you the knowledge of good and evil. And when you eat of it, what did God say? God said, you will certainly die. Right? God made it very clear. But what happened? They ate it. What was the problem here? What made them eat that fruit? The serpent tempted them, right? So a lot of times we like to think that the serpent made them eat it. But really, you know, yes, the serpent tempted. So let's fly over to Matthew now. Fast forward to Matthew. Jesus was just baptized, and then the Holy Spirit drives him out into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, he spends 40 days praying and fasting, preparing himself for the ministry that he's about to begin. And at the end of this 40 days, what happened to him? That Satan comes and tempts him, right? Tempts him to saying like, hey, you've been fasting for 40 days. You must be famished, right? You must be really, really hungry. See all those rocks there? They look like really great shape, like a dinner roll. Don't they look good? You know, you could just turn it into bread. You could eat it because you're about to pass out. You're so hungry. So Jesus is tempted. Adam and Eve, they were tempted. Adam and Eve eats the fruit. What does Jesus do? Jesus does not turn these stones into bread. But Jesus says, I will not use my powers to satisfy myself. Okay? Now, the difference here is that when Adam and Eve, they were tempted by the serpent, but it could have been a serpent, it could have been anything. It could have been a wind blowing and a leaf falls, and somehow the leaf could have said, eat that fruit. Right? They ate the fruit not because the serpent tempted them, but because they wanted to. Right? because they wanted to be just like God. They wanted to be God themselves. And that's what made them take the fruit and eat. When Jesus was tempted, when Satan tempted him those three times, each of those were temptation of getting him to be use his power for himself and be just like God. Jesus is God, but Jesus chooses not to use his power to be God himself. But he's very clear that he came to serve God. And so at the end of the third temptation, Jesus says, "It is written to worship God and God only. Worship God and serve God only." Where Adam and Eve, they eat the fruit because they wanted to be God. But here is Jesus. He refuses to turn the stone into bread. He refuses all these temptations because now he is clear. He's making a clear statement that I am here to worship God and serve God only. See the difference between these two stories? This is the temptation that we deal with every single day of our lives. We may not have serpents slithering up to us, whispering into our ears, "Take that and eat it. Do that and make yourself great." But everything that we do, the decisions we make, a lot of times, it's a decision of, do I want to be in control? Do I want to be the God of my life? Or do I want to worship God and serve God only? In what ways are you experiencing this temptation in your life? And when just like Adam and Eve, when we choose our way and worship, not worshiping God, but doing the things for ourselves and putting ourselves in control seat and be the God of our lives, then what are the consequences that we face? As we begin our Lenten journey, I hope and pray that following in Jesus' example, that we will make the resolution that these 40 days of Lent, I will do everything that will worship God and serve God, rather than doing the things for myself. So if you make that resolution, then what does that look like for you? Just as I have asked the children, what is one thing that you can do or you will do through these season of Lent during these 40 days that will help you to keep making the statement that I am here to worship God and serve God only? Would that be more disciplined approach to your faith? Maybe setting a time aside so that you could pray every day or read scripture? Or even was it Gwyneth who said that coming to church every single Sunday during Lent to worship God? Just so that I make a statement that I will worship God and serve God only. What does that look like for you? What's one thing that you would like to do? Or what is that one thing that Holy Spirit is is tugging you in your heart to do, so that you can choose to worship and serve God only. Traditionally, the season of Lent is a time when people fast, right? Fasting is a spiritual discipline that has been handed down to us for thousands of years. Fasting is what helps us to stay focused on God as we kind of put things away, as we cleanse our habits, our lives, and so forth. So people fast. Some people who are really serious, they will fast maybe one meal each day and use the time for prayer. And then others say, I'm fasting, giving up all the sweets. So that it's a form of self-denial, as Jesus have denied himself and given himself to us. So they are that kind of fast, doing something, taking something away from our lives. But then there are other ways that we can fast that may turn into a feast. Here's what I mean. Says we can fast from judging others so that we can feast on Christ dwelling in each of us. We can fast from seeing differences and feast on the spirit of unity. We can fast from apparent darkness so that we can feast on the light of Christ. We can fast from thoughts of illness so that we can feast on the healing power of God. We can fast from the words that hurt and feast on the words that support and affirm. We can fast from discontent and feast on gratitude. We can fast from anger and feast on patience. We can fast from worrying so that we can feast on trust in God's working among us. We can fast from complaining. Maybe that might be something good for me. And feast on appreciating. Fast from hostility and bitterness, and feast on peace and forgiveness. Fast from self-centeredness and feast on reaching out to others. Fast from discouragement and feast on hope. Fast from lethargy. Did I say that right? Lethargy. And feast on enthusiasm. Fast from suspicion and feast on trust. Fast from gossip and feast on prayerful silence. I think you could find what it is in your life that you could be fasting so that you could also be feasting on the gift of the Holy Spirit. Just like Adam and Eve, just like Jesus, we face temptations every day. When we have the resolution to worship God and serve God only, then we don't have to give in to the temptation, but we could rise victoriously only committing to worship God and serve God only. And through this Lenten season, may each of us have the commitment, make the commitment to worship God and serve God only, as we choose one thing, just one thing, for us to work on. So that at the end of these 40 days, and come Easter Sunday, we can truly rejoice that Christ is risen, and our lives reflect the risen Christ. A little bit more than today. May it be so. Amen.